HNC.
And for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And greetings. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Quite a bit happening over the weekend. On Saturday, with the BRICS nations and the nations that are applying to be included in that network of nations, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE attended the BRICS Alliance meeting in South Africa. As the bloc mulls expansion, Saudi Arabia announced at the meeting that its trade with the BRICS Alliance nations topped $160 billion in 2022. It was revealed that Argentina is one step away from joining the New Development Bank. Okay, remember this. The New Development Bank. These banks are replacing the World Bank, the IMF. The World Bank, IMF, they're going bye-bye to the nations of the world. The new bank development of the BRICS group of major emerging economies, according to External Affairs Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar of India. The BRICS is no longer an alternative. It is an established feature of the global landscape. The message of reform that the BRICS embodies must permeate the world of multilateralism. BRICS is not only an expression of multipolarity, but of the many and diverse ways of meeting international challenges. And coded international challenges. The unipolar world economic system. This is the challenge to the BRICS nations. The unipolar world nations, they have a challenge. It is the BRICS economy. So there is just a very simple economic war taking place. Yes, Ukraine with Russia, an undeclared war. China and the United States, an undeclared war. And the BRICS nations, the family of BRICS network, is pretty much a declared war. It's a war against the American greenback, the petrodollar. It's a declared war. America and this present administration, they recognize it as a war. It's an economic war. America does not want the nations to have an alternate economy, another system of commerce. Russia has its own gold bank. China, or metals. China is also working to also have a metals trading system, a bank. And with that, this London and Chicago, these two, what do you call them, gold metals trading systems here in the West are being challenged. So again, and there's a with this BRICS alliance, we will pay attention to it. The American people, it may be just something they hear in passing, but already, people in the economic world, they understand what this BRICS system is. And American people are going to understand it too. There is a war taking place against the petrodollar and the bond market here in this U.S. The nations don't want to send goods to America and be paid in dollars. They don't want that anymore because the dollars are valueless. They don't want to be held hostage to the American dollar. Even the Rockefellers are trying to get out of petrodollar bonds. If they're trying to get out of it, then why would the American people want to continue to believe that the dollar is the best currency in the world? It is not. There are 80% of the nations of the world are going to attempt to use a system. No, I shouldn't say attempt. 80% of the population internationally, I think, eventually, very shortly, I'd say less than a decade, will be using alternative currencies. They won't use the dollar any longer. The hegemony and the control of the United States over the nations using the petrodollar is, we're at the dusk. Night is coming on the American dollar. It's just a matter of these nations putting together their banks quickly. We'll be back, Rick Rodriguez.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on TommysBarbersAndBlades.com, and as always, live sharp.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You better stop the thing that you do.
BRICS nations, they have spent, I think it's been 20 years, conceptually over 20 years, but it took Vladimir Putin to begin the process of actually working this system out, working with the other nations diplomatically, with China, India, Brazil. This has the this administration very nervous. It has the World Economic Forum very nervous. Like I stated on last Friday's program, with the PNAC, Project for a New American Century, America had a window, a brief, short window of time to bring about true, total world hegemony, economically, militarily, and every other way. Well, that window, we've gone way beyond that window. It is not available any longer. What the United States, what will happen is the United States will only have the opportunity to take over a small portion of the, like I use the example of a pie. Russia, America has tried to destroy Russia, and the British have tried to destroy Russia since the beginning of last century. Every attempt has failed. Every attempt made Russia stronger. You take through the Bolshevik Revolution, the British created a system, a political system called communism. It didn't just happen. The British actually created communism, fascism, and socialism. Each different, basically the same, same part of the cow, just a different part. Still a cow. It's still anti-God. It is anti-Christ. It is a religion. It is a religion that hates true religion. And via communism in Russia, 1915, and before that even, the English declared war on Christianity in the late 1800s. A war on Christianity globally. A war on the Catholic Church. At least the true believing Catholics. The British didn't care about the apostate Catholic Church or the apostate Lutheran or Anglican, or any of those denominations, those mainstream churches. They didn't care about the apostate Christians. They hated the faithful Christians. They began a war on Christianity in the late 1800s. And it was successful. They went into Russia and turned the Russian people. The Russian Orthodox Church has been there for centuries. The Greek Orthodox Church is 2,000 years. And they turned that whole society into a godless society for the most part. But eventually, in the mid-70s, there was a, right at the end of the what we call the Jesus Movement in America, you can say that the Jesus Movement, in the reality of it and the spirit behind it as it was being quenched in the United States of America at the beginning of Jimmy Carter's presidency, you might say the embers, sparks, went over into Eastern Europe and eventually ended up in Russia. And Russia, the revival that Russia needed with their worshippers, true worshippers of God, it took hold. And the Russian people in the mid-70s began to pray. They had hope once again. And through their prayers, the wall came down in Berlin. And through their prayers, eventually Yeltsin was removed from being the president and Vladimir Putin was put in. He's a civil servant, but I do believe he fears God. He fears the God of the Bible, which the powers in this country don't fear the God of the Bible any longer. That's foolishness. The Bible says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, or the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Christianity internationally is another big war that no one talks about. Christianity, true Christianity, internationally, in the seven churches of God, the whole world, and the governments of the world are at war with Christianity, especially the British and the American government and the Canadian government and the nations of the Europe. These old families who have been in power for 1,000 years, secret societies worshiping the devil, children of Lucifer. That's just the way it is. It's the truth. And Vladimir Putin, through the prayers of the Russian people, Russia has become what the Bible said Russia would become in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Russia would be a great nation. And it has been Russia solely that has interfered with Cecil Rhodes' globalist agenda for over 120 years. It has been Russia. And even before that, going back to the Civil War, when Abraham Lincoln needed the help of the czars in Russia. If you look at history, you cannot take Christ out of history. We're AD, after death. We're in Christ's time period. Russia has always been used by God to keep America. When the Constitution of this country would not keep America in check, God used a nation, Russia, to keep the United States and the European Union, the nations of Europe, the EU, in check. How do you like that for a little history lesson? Russia, when the laws of God through the Bible and the constitution of this great country, which was created to protect, was penned to protect the citizens of this country against these nefarious, wicked rulers, and to protect the nations of the world from these rulers who felt it was their obligation to be the policemen of the world. You don't want to say, you say that in the other nations of the world, they know exactly what I'm talking about. At some point, we decided we're going to police the nations. The nations will go along with what we want. We call these nations that we police territories. No, they're not territories. They're colonies. Hawaii is not a territory. It's a colony. And the nations of the world, because of Russia, hate Russia if you must. The fact is the fact. Tulsi Gabbard, Graham, Lindsey Graham, all the politicians, they hate Russia because they know the history. Russia has kept this country from total world domination. They hate Russia for that very fact. They hate Russia because Russia has just joined in an agreement with China. I talked about this over a year ago. I talked about this a couple of times on the station. It is very important to understand that before the Ukraine conflict began, China and Russia, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, they visited, and Vladimir Putin proclaimed to the Chinese people, Xi Jinping proclaimed to the Russian people, that These two individuals put together a policy. And in that policy, it is basically stating, I'm going to condense it into just a few sentences. We China, we Russia, our great societies are declaring, by not declaring, by just putting together this agreement, we are at war with the unipolar world government, the Luciferian Illuminati satanic government of the West. And one agency or one facet of that government is the World Economic Forum. We are not going to be ruled by the World Economic Forum or the economic policies of the unipolar West. I guess that's about a paragraph. It's complicated, but it's understandable. Russia and China have declared they're at war with the United States and the petrodollar, America's world hegemony. And by that declaration, all of the old Soviet blocs, the old Soviet bloc nations, European nations, the nations in the Middle East, in Africa, Australia, New Zealand, the whole globe, Central America, South America, Canada, all of the nations in Asia. That was too bold of a statement. That was too bold of a policy. That was an unheard of agreement. And the American people don't know anything about it. China and Russia, they told the other nations of the world that have been oppressed by the United States government, by our policies, that we are standing up against the United States. We have been working on an alternative to the Federal Bank, the European Bank controls, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund. We have a system. We're going to work together to bring in a new system. America's going to a digital currency. We have a system that we will work digitally too, but there will be checks and balances. No nation will control the other nations like America has controlled the nations in the last 100 years, 70 years. No, more of 100 years. And we are not going to trade with American dollars anymore. You don't need to. You trade with us in your currencies. I have China. Vladimir Putin in the last year said we put a gold, a metal system. The Moscow Metals Group, I think is what it's called. Or the Russian metals in Moscow. China's doing the same thing. And we will trade with gold, we will trade with metal, we will trade with these alternate means of trade. You don't have to trade with the nations, or you don't have to trade with America. You don't have to use American dollars any longer. Use the BRICS nations. Trade with us. Rick Rodriguez, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That noon's 3 to 4 here on 1360 AM.
KHNC, it's your boy Bucky. So glad to be back with my friends, Steve and Mike from the Ramsey Auto Group. I bought a truck from them about, 7 months ago, and it has been a fantastic process. They have done everything they can to give me the VIP experience and make sure that I'm taken care of. I will never go anywhere else for a vehicle, and I recommend that you don't either. The Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley.
6175 West 10th Street, 970-443-5654. Come in and take a look, see what we've got, see what we have that'll fit you.
The Tree Farm's Gardener Sale, going on now.
Get 20 to 30% off all sizes of evergreen trees, including pine, spruce, upright juniper, and more. Get 25 to 30% off all sizes of shade and flowering trees, including redbud, maple, crabapple, honey locust, and more. And get 20% off all ornamental grasses and thousands of hardy perennials to choose from. The Gardener Sale,
you take
come
soon. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
What can the right financial advisor help you plan for? Your kid's awkward teenage phase and they need braces. Saving up for your kid's college education. Your daughter is planning for the wedding of her dreams. Taking the grandkids to a Disney World cruise. The wife needs to fly first class to Europe. You want a boys only trip to Vegas to get away from things. Being able to retire and live the lifestyle of your desire. With the right advisor and the right plan, all of these things are possible. I'm Joey Jaquin, and I want to be your financial advisor and help you and your loved ones live the life of your dreams. Let's not beat around the bush. This is going to require a lot of hard work, but I can personally guarantee that nobody will outwork me when it comes to being there for my clients. Too many advisors cut corners and take shortcuts to sell you. As you know, my parents raised me to be better than that. Reach me at my cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Are you done with the Democrats and the Republicans and with criminals running and ruining everything? Are you tired of the millions of unconstitutional laws they've created and foisted upon you? How about all the crimes they get away with regularly that go unpunished? Is your vote even going to count the way you intended it? If you're done with these games and want the Constitution actually enforced for real, then join us at TacticalCivics.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Topic focus, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. That's Saturdays, 11 to noon. Catch the replay Sundays, 4 to 5 p.m.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on.
So the nations of the world are going to use a different system of trade. Nothing America can do about it. We missed that opportunity, that window of time. We are past that, beyond it. And America will get a piece of the pie. That's all we will get. But don't think that we as a nation are going to just sit back and do nothing. I'm going to tell you what's going to come. We, at some point, are going to begin to bomb and destroy these nations that are in the BRICS network. We're going to send them into the dark ages. This nation is hell-bent on world government. We'll never own the world. Well, if we can't own the world, if we can't have the world, if this blue oyster sitting in space can't be ours, then what will happen is we will destroy it. That's how vindictive these men and these powers in Washington, D.C. and these occult people are. Let's face it, they're in the occult, many of them. They're in secret societies. They've sworn allegiance to Satan to destroy the earth, to destroy mankind, to rule what is not theirs. Over the weekend, on Saturday, 360 Ukrainian soldiers were killed in battle. Another tens of millions of dollars of Western weapons were destroyed. Vladimir Zelensky, do you think America is going to back away from this war in Ukraine? No. We left Afghanistan The reason we left Afghanistan is because we needed to send everything we had to Ukraine. This was a plan. This was a strategy planned out decades ago. We needed the opium fields in Afghanistan, but it was more critical that we begin an operation in Ukraine because we need to control Central Asia. And we made the move. It's cheaper to leave billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of weapons in Afghanistan and spend billions more to finally get an edge over the Russian people, over Russia and Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Zelensky, he said that this counteroffensive that he's been saying is going to take place, he kind of warned. He said it could take some time and come at heavy cost. Well, there were 360 people that died just on Saturday. It'll come at a heavy cost. And then he said, at the same time, America's top military officers said training for Ukrainian forces on an advanced U.S., these Abrams tanks, battle tanks, has started. But those weapons, crucial over the long term in trying to expel Russia from occupied territory, will not be ready in time for this new counteroffensive. So we're talking half a year away. These things are very sophisticated. They're too much technology. You don't just put in a shell and pull a string. No, these things here have too much technology. And then there's another war, oil war, taking place. The United States reported, false reporting again, that the United Arab Emirates, they were leaving the OPEC nations. And the UAE retaliated by withdrawing from an American-led naval coalition, delivering a blow to U.S. military prestige, and was a blow against the fake news leftist media. And the latest news was the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, has refused to invite reporters from Bloomberg News, Reuters, to a scheduled event in Australia later this week. Correspondents from the Wall Street Journal are also going to be snubbed. They're tired of it. These nations in the Middle East, all over the world, are tired of American propaganda. And now we have war in Ukraine. Now we have an attempted coup in Kyrgyzstan. Russian allied Kyrgyzstan President Sadir Zaparov said, so far, obviously, here's some very alarming news coming out of Kyrgyzstan. The State Committee for National Security launched simultaneous operations today against individuals who were found to have attempted a coup in the country. In operations organized in various parts of the country, people who were likely to participate in the coup were detained. According to initial reports, 110 soldiers and bureaucrats were detained. I think it was 2-4 years ago, America was in that nation and there was an operation to overthrow the government at that time. And they're still at it. It's what we do. What we do. Then OPEC, they decided that they're going to cut production by another $1 million of oil, barrels of oil a day, starting July. And this is going to continue to push global oil prices higher for the economies in the West. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, he stated that concerning the Nazi regime in Ukraine, we're not backing out of that war. We're going to escalate for a little while longer. He says, exactly how much in what places that will be up to the developments of the ground concerning the war in Ukraine. The ground, as the Ukrainians get this counter-offensive underway, it's not happening. But we believe that the Ukrainians will meet with success in this counter-offensive. Now, listen to what I'm saying. There is going to be success in the counter-offensive. The outcome of the operation will have a major impact on future negotiations. Now, I think they attempted something here in the last day. And this was out of, I think this was Hal Turner. Yes, the Hal Turner radio show. This was just last night. Jake Sullivan's counteroffensive is going to be a success. Well, here's what it said on the Hal Turner site today. Last night, between 11 p.m. and 8 a.m. Eastern U.S. time today, Monday, June 5th, 2023, slightly more than 2,000 Ukrainian soldiers were killed as they attempted a counteroffensive against Russian troops. Whoops, big time failure. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hey 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
There's a revolution, all right. It's nations of the world are in revolt against the imperialist United States of America. And internationally and even in this country now, the American citizens are beginning to, not only feel a pinch, but understand that We are never going to stop with American government. Not America. American government will not cease attacking and attempting nations of the world to take over the world. It's not going to happen. It's what we do. And it's because it's an occult plan. Satan wants to rule the world. He's always wanted to rule the world. And finally, Satan has a nation, the greatest empire ever, with the greatest military, greatest intellectual base, I think, greatest technology, the best of everything, almost, you know, we can print money for eternity, and we pay our debt by printing more money. It's an endless, it'll never stop. And here, we mount an offensive on Russia. Basically, this was right at the border of Russia. And what happens? 2,000 Ukrainian personnel are dead in one night. This was Hal Turner radio show today. He says that the total losses are nearing 2,000 personnel and almost 45 destroyed vehicles from one night of attack. And he said that what Russia used is it used the TOS-1A multiple launch rocket system, and it hit that area of Ukraine where these troops were located, and then the Russians went in afterwards to take video, and they said it was just basically a field of horror. And some of the troops were still alive, Ukrainian troops, and they begged the Russians to just shoot them, to end their lives. Quote, telling the Russians, just kill me now. And though they tried with many of these individuals applying tourniquets to stop the bleeding, it was useless. Now we in this country, we're not involved. We are involved, but we're not involved. We're not there directly with weapons. This country is vindictive. I can prove it. Because America is in the Bible. In Isaiah chapter 47, you read that chapter today. And that chapter talks about a nation that was conceived at her birth, at her birth, had counselors from the occult world to give her direction in the future. America, from our very beginning, we had magicians, Satan worshipers, the occult world. That's in Isaiah chapter 47. Then in Jeremiah chapter 51, it talks about a nation at the end of the world, the time in which we live, an empire like no nation has ever, like no nation had ever, there's no nation like it ever in the history of mankind because of our technology. And it says that God is going to use America as a sledgehammer to destroy the nations. This nation, because of the nations that are in revolt to us economically in the BRICS network of countries, these countries are the enemy of the United States of America and the unipolar nations. And many of the unipolar nations in Europe, they would welcome the opportunity to be free of America's control. Well, they won't be free of America's control until God decides to come and destroy this country. It will be destroyed. There's nothing we can do to change that. And this is why the Biden administration here about, I was going to present this one more time. I presented it twice before. There is a law. And that law says, basically, I'm going to, just from memory, it's very simple, very complicated, but very simple, the thought behind it, that any American individual or corporation that trades or has commerce or does anything with any other, with a nation that is at war with America, they consider these terrorist nations, if we have anything to do with, I would use the term a terrorist nation, who would be a terrorist nation? Of course, Russia, of course, China. But what about Mexico? If Mexico decides to become part of the BRICS network, is Mexico a terrorist nation? Absolutely. How about Panama? Absolutely. Brazil? Yes. Argentina, they're going to join the BRICS network? Yes. Nations in South Africa? Yes. If you do anything financially with these enemies, you will have your bank account seized. If you're a business, a corporation, you will have everything confiscated, seized. This is that law. It's draconian. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
Accidents can happen at any time in any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
White Dove Healing Arts, after 33 years of service to the community of natural homeopathic liquid herbal formulas, invites you to call us for a spring health enhancement experience. Call 303-828-4439. First is a quantum biofeedback analysis via TeleMed. Next is a precise remedy personal recommendation protocol to prepare you for a happy, healthy spring and summer 2023. Call 303-828-4439 and speak to Patricia or Diane at our office in Lafayette, Colorado. White Dove Healing Arts.
Here's a little song I wrote. In this presidential election, this country is in for a ride like we've never seen before. Now you have Kennedy, who is announcing he's going to run and he can beat Trump and DeSantis. Well, like I said last week on Friday, Donald Trump's political career is coming to an end. I think Ron DeSantis, his political career will continue. He won't win the presidency. He's not. He's just not charismatic enough, and he doesn't have the intellectual ability. He has people around him, but he's just not there. He doesn't have a. He's a globalist. He will go along with the globalist view a globalist agenda. That's who Ron DeSantis is. And with Kennedy, too much, too late, too little. I think today I heard that there's a possibility that, and I'd heard this a year or two ago, that whoever would run on the Democrat ticket, the vice president, who would run on that ticket as vice president would be Barack Obama. Don't discount that. This individual, this man, his political career is going to skyrocket. His political career is not over. It is going to take off. You don't have to believe me. I'm just asking you, remember. Don't forget that I told you. Barack Obama is not done with the politics in the United States of America. And I don't mean at a state level. I don't mean as the ambassador to the UN or the UN general or anything like that. No. He will only be involved in United States politics at the highest level, president or vice president. Don't think that he could not, by destroying the Constitution, if the powers that be decide to neutralize or destroy the Constitution, you don't know what laws could be passed. And it would eliminate the laws that say that certain people cannot run for president more than two terms. It may be like in China. You can become the ruler, the president of China or America forever. Unhindered rule. Don't think Barack Obama isn't involved in what's happening in this country, what's happening in this administration, what's happening in Ukraine. Don't think he's not involved. He appointed 7,000 people in the senior executive service. It's monumental. He rules this country. These people are loyal to him. The people that are loyal to him will destroy the Constitution. I remember when he was campaigning for Joe Biden that one time. He had behind him on the wall, Constitution, the Constitution. And in red, just below him to the, as you're facing it, be to the right of him. I think the word was in red, writing a new constitution. Why would that be there during that meeting or that before the press? Writing a new constitution. What is he writing? Is there a new constitution already? Something new that exists for the people of this country? Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Be safe. I'll see you tomorrow.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button. As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.